Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price.
With the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, then. Tell me the best player in the Prem, then.
The best player in the Prem.
Tell him the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say Saka.
Yeah!
Best in the Prem.
Yeah!
Yeah, but you see what Saka's doing now. The last two games he's played, or last three games, he's playing mad, and he's just come back from like a hamstring injury. Operation. That's like
big drip.
Yeah, and normally you would be scared coming back for them type of injuries and playing, but he's done his thing. And the other day against Real Madrid, yeah,
I ain't mad at that.
He was killing the left back.
So tell me this, then, Reese, who's the best player in the world?
In the world?
In the world. Alright, boys. Alright, boys. Just relax.
Now we take a touch still.
These fouls could go against me in this moment.
I've got a shin pad.
Everybody relax.
Hey, 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 for real. I hear it.
So boys, pass steady. Filthy, we're here. We're on fire. We've only gone and got a wonder kid.
We actually did.
We've only gone and got a wonder kid. Reece Oxford in the
come on,
right now.
Can you confirm to the people at home that did I pack your pockets for Mesut Ozil?
Yeah, but I'm walked in.
Yes.
As you can see, filthy, we shoot straight from kickoff. August the 9th, 2015.
You remember it better than me.
You didn't, listen, you didn't know me, but you came to mash me up that day. Because I don't know what was going on. DM performance, lock up, everything. What was all that about, bro?
Nah, it's still a blur to me anyway.
Yeah.
So like, I only knew the day before I was starting.
Yeah, I know. So that they said that. They said
so
that.
So the week before, I played, what did I play? Europa League, the qualifiers or something for West Ham. That was my actual debut.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Nolan was starting the day before. And then they said, no, we changed. Reece goes in. And then I said, I come in after. And I was like, I text my mum and I said, I think I'm starting tomorrow. And she's like, nah, I don't think so. And I was like, all right, cool. Get to the hotel. Then he's like, oh, you're starting tomorrow. I said, all right, cool. I
only what was different to make you feel you were starting?
Yeah, because he changed Kevin Nolan.
In training?
In training. So he's the captain. So I was thinking, oh, this is a bit funny. So I knew I was starting.
Who's the gaffer, sorry?
Simon Bilic.
Yeah, Slavan. If it's an Englishman, you feel. But when a foreman puts you in, you know.
I'm instructed to say some things, but this is a personal episode to me. I'm going to go straight in, bro. 2015-16 season. Something happened that no one expected. Leicester won the league.
Mm.
Who came second?
Arsenal.
We didn't win the league because of Reece Oxford. From the jump, we was cooked because of this man. Yeah, bling, Prada, something, skin fade, hairline. Lout us though, bro. And you didn't even try to sign for man after or nothing. You just come through. Just I don't like that.
Leicester
know,
had
bro.
A mad team. I played them the second game in the Prem, and it was the hardest game I've ever played.
Yeah. Is it? Oh. Mahrez,
Kante.
Vardy on fire.
Oh, Kante, playing in midfield against Kante.
Long day.
That was a two-man midfield that felt like a three-man midfield.
Yeah. Was it crazy though? Because like, obviously I know JC, and when we spoke about you, it was a centre-back vibe that we were dealing with. So when you got to play DM, obviously you're the man then, but I slightly thought, yeah, man, easy day, man. I was in Barnet. I was in Boreham Wood watching the game, and there was loads of West Ham fans. And I was just laughing, like, you lot are going to have a... Brother, the way they laughed at me walking out that pub, I'll never forget it. Was DM alien to you, or was it, like, something you had played before?
No. I played it the week before. So I played it the week before.
Are you kidding me?
So
I was kidding me? Are you going to...
That is mad.
growing up, you could play multiple positions. So let's not just
only centre back really.
And
the
they
week
just
before.
Threw you in there.
Yeah, against Ozil. I'm 16, remember? So cool. You can't just throw me in centre back. So he said, DM, you can play, and then I said, cool, whatever. It wasn't that hard. The game wasn't that hard. I thought the game wasn't that hard, but the game the following week was mad.
See, Ozil was a little bit of an idiot.
No, he was cold. He was
wicked
cold.
Wicked player.
He was cold.
I know players that are good, but they're idiots.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from
you. No, but you don't see how good he is. So like 1v1 against him, his shimmies and stuff, stupid. Will send me a bit.
Mm. Yeah,
okay.
But if you stay tight, it's easy. If you're there when he receives it.
Yeah, but he's very like laid back. So he can like pick up a touch or something and then you can get it. But if he's on it, I don't think he was on it though.
So you was on it for 90 minutes though, easy.
Had to be. You're 16.
Yeah, I was on it, but there was no pressure though.
How old are you?
16. Yeah,
16?
Bro, I was playing Interform.
Proud.
Proud. Richmond versus Gloucester. I went Highbury Grove.
At half time, and honestly, Ozil was doing nothing in the whole game. Mm-hmm. Arsenal were doing nothing, to be fair.
No.
So half time, so we found out that you didn't even know you were starting. You've got into the side. It's 1-0 at half time. What are you thinking and what is said to you?
I don't even remember. I walked in, I remember, and then everyone's just talking between each other. And I've just sat down and I'm literally just like playing with my shin pads and stuff. Everyone's just not saying nothing to me because they don't want me to like panic or anything. Like, you're 16, just leave him alone. And I'm playing good, all right.
Do you know it though?
I know I ain't giving a ball away for a long time. I know I ain't giving a ball away.
That's
so
it. Just keep it.
Basic.
Keep it.
I'm just like, it's basic, but I ain't giving a ball away. I ain't been beat 1v1, so I'm doing all right. So I was just like, cool, go out second half. Second half, they put on Chamberlain or something. He starts running a bit mad. Then I said, my legs are going now. Because I'm not used to midfield. So I'm running up and down.
You know who came on? Ew. Chamberlain started. Alexis Sanchez came
on. So they had a few players that come on. And then I think I came off at like 70th minute. And then 79th. I remember Savan Bilic just gave me the biggest slap in my face like, when I come off.
I remember the round. You got a big round of applause, no?
Yeah. From everyone.
I remember watching that game. And you probably won the ball twice at this point. And I just said to him in my mind, if this kid wins it again. But I didn't even get to finish the sentence. Just ran across and just hit a man. I said, yeah, we're cooked. You can't, that kind of, you was just in flow. You can't stop
Emirates
that.
Emirates was very quiet. So like, when I was like in a tunnel, I remember Chamberlain speaking.
Emirates being quiet is mind.
No, I'm an Arsenal fan as well. So bro, like it was a big thing for me. But when I was in a tunnel, I was more, like shook to play it. And as soon as I got on the pitch, I couldn't hear nothing. And it was just normal game.
Highbury. Because my day-
It's
called the Highbury Library, the quiet.
Your day, it weren't even on TV.
The Highbury scream is famous. It's a woman, you know. RIP, if she passed away, shout her out. But there was a Highbury scream. It was so quiet. Literally before, the first time I heard it, Arsenal, Liverpool, 1999, Steve McManaman.
Oh, the shit.
Go.
You're like, she can anticipate.
She will scream right before the goal. She's a legend. I promise you, she's a legend.
When the ball's already been hit or just, like, how long have you got?
It hasn't gone in yet.
Like, on the half volley.
Boom.
So she's on a, That's So Raven.
Boom.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's So Raven.
It's almost like, you know when That's So Raven had the whole vision? When she screams, she's just come out the vision.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's mad. It's mad.
So cool. I want to ask you something, yeah? So cool. You've played first game before, then you've started against Arsenal. How was you feeling as a 16-year-old kid?
I was still going to school. So
it's like, dark. So what? You went 3:30?
So no. So like.
Oh, to school club.
So like, I would. Because I trained with the first team since I was like 15. So I always had to go training in the morning, then come back to school at like 1:30 lunchtime.
You're winning, man.
When you say school, was it a normal school?
Secondary school. No. So I was the only player who didn't go to that school. They let me stay in my school and then they just sorted out how I get to training in the morning and stuff.
Mixed
school, yeah. And Wood Green.
Oh my gosh. Imagine you got a man in year 11 that plays a...
Imagine you and him's got the same love interest.
I know, watch this. What area is it in?
Wood Green.
Long. Oh, nightmare.
North.
Jonesy up there.
It's dark.
I went to school in Northwest London. If I didn't have to go last period because there was a football match, I was Beckham back.
Yeah.
What?
when it comes over the tunnel, could Mister?
Yeah. You sound like my professional. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's like the England call up. So you saying you were stepping into school after everyone had eaten, everyone's sweaty from Wembley doubles. Yeah, you're bopping in talking about. I was training with Kevin Nolan and
who? Dimitri Payet.
Payet.
That was the era, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's the
that
era.
That was the Payet team, bro.
So as a 60, bro, imagine that. You saw the free kicks live, bro. Yeah,
but you never practiced them. It was just like, he was cold. He was very cold.
I didn't want to get onto him that early, but wait. You're saying right now, Dimitri Payet did not practice free kicks.
He wasn't one to stay out and keep on just hitting them. No, he'll hit one and we'll go in.
Dimitri Payet never practiced free kicks. You never played in midfield until you played against the world's best 10. What's going on at that club? Like, what's going on?
I've
at
worked
the club?
At Slaven Bilic in top gaffer. He's getting Brazil job.
I think Vibes managers are the best though. How did you find Bilic?
He was cool. And his assistant was Eden.
Hazard?
No, the one from Dortmund. The Dortmund manager. Remember the one that took them to the final? They were both chilled. They were just chilled. Slaven was cool, man.
Were they chill with everyone? Or were you getting like 16-year-old privilege?
Yeah, I was the youngest one, so he would look after me. And then,
were you like, you were in the change room then,
no? No, not when I was 15. When I was 16, I moved in.
Oh, because now Ethan Herrera just moved into the Arsenal change room because he's 18.
And your legend tried to make out it was something else.
No, one word. No.
So he's like Carragher.
Yeah. Tried to say, I'm so happy that Arteta doesn't bring him in the changing room early. And
it's the age.
No, I think you can. You can bring them in, no?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
No, he wasn't allowed. He wasn't allowed.
It's like a funny little weird law, innit? Like, yeah, 18.
14. When I was 14, I was meant to play for the second team, the reserves, but I couldn't. Like, because they said I was like a kid or I don't know, like you have to be 16 to play for them. But then they somehow sorted it out and then I was 15 and then that's when I was captain for the second team.
And then where did you get changed? Where did you get changed?
When I get changed? In the 23s change room.
So wait. How old are the second team players?
So back then, it wasn't like now. So the second team players back then were like big men.
You're the skipper?
Yeah, because I'm young, innit? So like these big men ain't going to really listen to a 15-year-old.
Exactly.
Bossing them about.
Who gave you problems?
I can't kill no one. No one really gave me problems, but it was more like you feel it.
Who was hardest to kind of rein in?
What do you mean by?
As in when whether it's on the pitch, off the pitch. Like if you're the skipper and you're trying to, like I know who would be hearing it. Like I'd probably have an all right time with everyone except him.
There was not nah. They were all cool, but you just know that they're pissed that I'm like. Obviously, captain.
Oh, they're haters.
Not haters, but it's just like I'm a kid. Like I'm 15 in school, and then
I grew up. Kevin Nolan, this guy was the real deal. And I'm an Arsenal fan. Kevin Nolan Bolton was never fun. So you turned up, new Prem season, starting ahead. I'm sure when you came off, he was cool.
He was cool.
And he was fine always with
cool
it. With
me. Yeah. Kevin Nolan was cool always, but I think he knew he was coming to the end of his career, so it was all right.
He is class, Kevin Nolan.
What players made you feel welcome? Because you're a young player, you just come into the first team. I imagine a lot of these people have established relationships within the change room, so on and so forth. Who was the person that said, "Don't worry, I'll take you under my wing"?
Darren Randolph, the keeper.
Mikel Antonio, yeah, my brother.
Okay. I'm trying to think. So you have like the Mark Nobles, he's the captain, so he has to really like kind of bring you in and that. So Nobles was cool.
Lanzini?
He couldn't even speak English.
Oh,
he couldn't even speak English.
No. Let the football do the talking.
Even if he did, he wouldn't speak. Mm-hmm. Who else is there? Then you got the reserves playing with the first team. So like I think Leo Chambers was there, Elliot Lee. George Moncur. It was like a few of the like older
His
ones.
His dad was a baller, isn't it? Yeah, George Moncur, yeah.
That was how did West Ham do that season?
How did you do? I don't know.
Mid-table.
I was just drifting.
They don't even care, bro. Are you not deep in
that
it?
Wasn't a bad West Ham team.
No, that 15-16 team.
It wasn't
didn't
a bad
care.
Team. Because I remember that your front three would have been Payet. That day, it was Payet, Zarate,
yeah.
I can't remember who was on the left, but the midfield three.
Lanzini, I think Lanzini.
Might have been Lanzini. Yeah, midfield Lanzini. Three was you, Kayate, Mark Noble,
yeah.
Ben Chilwell, left back.
Ben Chilwell?
Chile.
Not Ben Chilwell.
Cresswell.
Yeah, Aaron Cresswell.
Winston Reid definitely played. I remember him being a nuisance that day as well.
Because
I remember,
Arsenal.
Exactly. We were just linked with him, then he's come and killed us.
He would have been your Saliba.
You're about Egypt. How about
he's
that?
He was cold. He had bad injuries.
he had cold. Not Arsenal cold, though. It's warm.
New Zealand man will chase you, bro.
Yeah, he will. But lose the chase.
That's the first team. I'm kind of interested because West Ham have definitely got a history of good young players. So who was your age group that you decided to just leave and go to the first team?
Well, my age
that we would know now.
Declan Rice. Declan's my age.
Yeah, so you're 26.
I'm 26. Yeah, but say he's 99, but he's the same school year.
Did you play with a guy called Jordan Brown?
Jordan Brown. Yeah, he's 97. Yeah, he's 97. Yeah.
Showtime player.
Shaka, yeah, he's good still. Can't lie.
No, Jordan. Yeah, Declan was the main person you'll probably know. Yeah.
How was he viewed back then, and what type of qualities did he not have that we see today?
He was very techie. He was techie, like with the ball, everyone like hiccups, everything that, you know. Mad.
Who?
Mad. Declan.
Is it?
Yeah, very. But then, I think speed. He didn't really have speed back then, but then he got that now, obviously. But yeah, he was very techie. You could see he's got ability. He can head the ball, everything.
Was he a centre back then?
He was midfielder.
Is he midfielder then as well?
He was a midfielder, centre back. But he was more, I think, midfield than centre back.
And you was more centre back than midfield.
I was more centre back, yeah.
That's crazy.
But he just went out there that day and just decided to just move to us. I don't understand that.
That Arsenal game, yeah, that pivotal game, your debut.
Yeah.
Slaven Bilic had to pick you or Declan, basically. Or Declan, or the skip.
No, but Declan wasn't around the first team then. So you're forgetting I was 16.
But you're the same age as him.
We're the same
right?
age, but he didn't get into the first team till 18? Was it 18 or 17?
Yeah, it's about 17, 18.
18 or 17. So he wasn't even around that team then. But I think 2 years later he was. But yeah, he was more picking. He was there, Kevin Nolan, and I can't even name the full team. But
yeah.
There was a few. I think Alex Song was even in that team that season. Yeah. Alex Song was in that team.
Barcelona.
Came from Barca.
He'd won the treble.
Yeah, he's cold. He was cold. Very cold.
So in that. Second team, or what was it? Was it called the 23s then?
Rezzies,
yeah. What was it?
Yeah, reserves.
Was you were the standout man in that team? Obviously, you don't want to blow your own trumpet.
I wouldn't say standout, but everyone's got more eyes on me because I'm 15. I'm like 15, he's captain. So like, either he performs or plays dead.
Even there's other players in there that were 15 or 16, Rice and the others.
Not in the second team then. No.
Upper level, bro.
That was like two years after.
It's crazy because on this show, staying with, you know, the position that you played in midfield, there was one midfielder that you had the pleasure of playing with in your early adolescence at West Ham who got completely disrespected on this table. Sitting where I'm sitting, my complexion, my hair's longer. His name's Scorcher.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
He absolutely killed Declan Rice. I want to know, did you see that?
What happened?
He killed himself, to be fair.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said that. He basically said that it was before we played Real. He said that we're gonna see who the 100 midfield
100 million
yeah, and he said that Jude Bellingham's gonna do whatever he's gonna do to him, and the match the two matches went how it went, man.
When you saw that, was that a prime example of I guess fans not knowing enough information about certain players and jumping to conclusions? Because some of the accusations, unfortunately, were not true. Scorcher,
100 million is a big price. So like, either way, no matter if he's performing every two games, you're still gonna get judged. Like all the time, like you're forgetting he's got how many assists, how many from his corners and all of that, but no one's really seeing that. But now he's proved it in the big games, no one can chat, I think.
So he got the big move, and obviously, I'm trying to be objective as possible because I know some information. You're my guy, obviously. But my bro, after that debut, after you're going back to school, we see how football is right now. How many clubs are knocking at your door, my bro?
Well, when I was 16 then. So just before that, because remember, I've been playing with the reserves. So, and I was England captain as well. So I think this is when they offer you the scholar. They offer you a scholar and stuff, and scholar to pro, whatever. And then it was like the decision whether I stay at West Ham or I can go to other teams. And obviously back then, I think there was United, Arsenal, Leipzig. Every probably
Germans were interested in you from early.
What's his name? Ralph
Ragnarok.
He was the manager. He was the manager back then, and he like came and saw me, and we spoke and everything. But
where did he come? Where did he meet you? Like come
Barnet in my house.
Ralph Ragnarok came Barnet.
Well, even like, oh, boss, come to my house.
No.
Jerk chicken. Rice and peas. Fill up your belly.
That's how Germans are. They would just come straight to you, and they'll link you and speak. But I had to make a decision. So like I think I spoke with a few teams, but then in the end I just said I'll stay at West Ham as home.
Well, Man United must have offered something nice because at that point they were spending money like crazy. 2016. Yeah,
if it wasn't going to be West Ham, what one would it have been?
Man United was close.
When you say close, what happened for it to be close? Ralph Ragnarok met you in Barnet. What did Man United do?
Yeah. That's what I wanted.
Because I was like, 15. So I went up there to view the training ground. Went to the stadium and everything, and they just like spoke to me and everything. But then,
do you speak to Alex or did they?
Nah. I can't even remember that far back. That is a long time ago.
How blessed do you feel that you didn't take that deal? Because over there right now, it's a bit mad over there right now, my bro.
They're one of the biggest teams.
They would have blamed you.
They would have blamed you.
They would have blamed you. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for Reece Oxford.
You'll make him the Phil Jones, bro.
Phil Jones, Paul Pogba, Rashford.
Living though.
What's he doing?
Bro, he's probably still got another 1 year at United, bro.
Was he still there?
He left, bro. Oh, right.
We don't know, bro. He's probably still there, bro. I'm telling you.
John Wick's age, yeah.
Been there for like 5 years, ain't kicked no ball, you know.
40 bags a week.
We have one of those at Chelsea. Jeremy.
To talk past the Arsenal debut, obviously there's a lot of hype surrounding your name. Slaven Bilic was obviously had to fend off teams from you understand. That's a thing that happens to clubs like West Ham. They'll have a new player, and to be fair, kind of done his thing, kept you around for a little bit. Then obviously Bilic, I think he was quite vocal about kind of how your career was going. So one of the quotes he said is, Reece had his debut at 16 and beat Arsenal 2-0. You can imagine the hype. He had an entourage. He got injuries, maybe lost a bit of confidence and focus.
Entourage.
That's the word.
Yes. That's what I want to talk about for entourage. A second. Because I think with a player like you, kind of because it happened so quickly, people kind of paved past what went on. But we're seeing a lot of that now, namely Jadon Sancho, where players feels like he's operating at a certain level, but his coach don't necessarily agree. And he's vocal about it. And we didn't. How did you kind of feel when Bilic was kind of speaking like that in the media?
I think at that time, he wasn't really speaking about me and my attitude. I think it's the people around me he was speaking about. Because me and him have always had a good relationship. Okay. So he's never like sat me down and said, oh, you're being like this or being like that. It was more, I think the people around me were speaking maybe too much.
A little bit too vocal.
Looking bad on my name as well. So I think it was more that. It was never like a personal.
What's that? Is that agents, family?
Yeah, like agents and stuff. Yeah. Like that. Agents and stuff, yeah.
Oh my God, I just remembered who your agent was. My brother, though. That's my brother, though, man. Is it public knowledge who your agent was?
Shugnet.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So we can say.
You can say if you want.
Who was Raheem Sterling's agent?
Sky.
Who was Chamberlain's agent as well?
Emeka?
No. Not Mecca.
You're not old school like that. I realise you man are not old school.
Hey, what? Charlie from the gambling office.
It's all right, man.
From the gambling office. Hey,
Donovan from the Dominoes.
I don't know who it is. I don't know no agents, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a guy. I just know ball.
Dude, I know the ones he said, the bait ones.
You would know this one, but anyway, go on.
You dropped him, no?
I didn't drop him. I just moved separate on. Ways, yeah.
I see you dropped him.
Nah, it wasn't like that. It was never like that, no.
Okay, you're too polite.
No, I swear it wasn't.
Obviously, fitness issues at quite a young age, earlier than anyone would want it. You get me? So one thing I want to say before you even speak on that, what is impressive, some of those fitness issues I've seen with man, they don't bounce back from that. You get me? They kind of just become a memory. You get me? Like, remember my man, he could have played on. So I think to carry on and get a move and everything, it's not a joke. You can't little man that, because this football thing is cutthroat, bro. You understand? But to get the fitness issues so early, kind of how was you feeling at the time?
Nah, it was more like they knew I had problems like with my back, my hamstring, my knees, everything. Because the time when I was meant to be in a gym with like my age group, I was with the first team. I was not doing no gym. So I'm playing on their training schedule, their routine. None of them really go gym.
Yeah.
So I'm just following what they're doing. Yeah. It's all catching up hamstring problems, everything just catches up.
Yeah, man.
If I could go back out, I wish I could be on the same schedule as my age group and everything, but I can't take what's happening in the
obviously,
past.
Obviously, technology and time tells us that there are certain things that we should do and shouldn't do at a certain age. So you're saying at that age, it wasn't good for you to be playing so much football. You should probably have been...
Not more playing so much football, more like I should be doing the same gym schedule as my age group.
Yeah.
Not be on the first team's schedule full stop, because then I'm missing out on all the recovery and the gym I need for my hamstring and this and that.
Were hammies always an issue? Or like
hammies? No, not really. My hammies, it was more so my back. I had like a bad back.
Lower back?
Yeah, lower back.
Was that a growth thing or just...
It could be a growth thing and then like more like the load I'm doing as well. So it's all adding up.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah, my muscles
having
are trying
to play
grow
catch
as well.
Up in the gym
I notice it always happens with taller players as well. Yeah. Tools, like, Ruben had the same thing. Like everyone seems to have the lower back. It's a poet.
This guy said
the taller players, brother.
His lower back's
he's like
5'6".
What?
Because his lower back's and shoulders.
I'm same height as Reese. I'm same height as Reese, bro. Look, manners, Reese. I'm out jumping you.
No way.
Yeah, I'm saying
I'm not gonna lie to you. My dad has a saying. Yeah, when you get hamstring injuries, it's because it's too much segs.
It's too much what?
Segs. Pumping too much. Fucking too much segs.
Serious?
Yeah, my daddy said that to me.
Your dad weren't a physio, cuz. Your dad had no medical degree.
Too much segs.
How do you survive today then? Because the game's getting younger and younger and younger. With the game being so young, then I guess everyone's got to kind of change their approach to the gym, surely, no? Is there now a compromise with such a...
I survive all the... You're talking about the younger players.
The younger players. I'm looking at Strasbourg's side. I think their oldest player might be... Well, a lot of their teams like 21 and under. They got a lot of young players. For teams like
26,
that... 26. 26, yeah. They got a very, very young team. For a team like that, would they have to have
But the game's changed now. Okay. So like... Back when I was playing, it's very old school, the training and stuff. We're going full every training. The gym is harder or whatever. Everything we're doing was much harder back then to now. They look after the players a bit more now. So like if you feel something, you don't train today. I could never say I feel something and then not train that day. Everyone will look at me like, you're 16, you have to...
Run through the wall.
Yeah, run through everything. So it's like, it's a bit different.
That's a problem with English game, Carl. Obviously, I'm a bit older than everyone here, but I've seen the world football. I've seen it. No. With world football, I know. And obviously, been in the game a little piece myself. British. I've been abroad to tournaments. And I remember when I'll be at tournaments here, we were the only side not getting your thighs massage. It sounds minor, but you know what I'm saying? After game, men are just sitting there with orange. Men just got orange. And they're getting their legs shaken, rubbed up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I think going from Hackney to Wembley is a tour, you know, bro. That's local.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
I went to Amsterdam, I went to Lisbon. I play football, man. Bro, I know you say you bang it, but...
But I bang it, bro. I'm playing it, bro. To be fair, I think I even played against you when I was younger.
When?
When I was at Palace. You played up though.
For what age?
I was probably under 15, 16. You was about... Yeah, you're two, 3 years younger than me still.
Yeah, I'm 98.
So you were playing against...
You got locked up by a 12-year-old. You might let 12-year-old Reece just...
My bag still. I bag. I got the clips.
I want to see the clip.
I scored against Chelsea. Not a lot of man can
say
that.
But he was 12. Reece, that is...
Yeah, I hear it. To be fair, you're same age as, he's same year group as my brother, innit?
So he must be... All your brothers are footballers?
There's only me and my brother, innit?
So both of you are footballers?
Yeah.
Cool. Ballers, man.
Yeah. Both me and my brother have been in jail.
Wait, what age was you at Arsenal then?
At Arsenal?
Yeah.
I was never at Arsenal.
He's at Tottenham.
Oh.
You was at Tottenham, though?
I was at Tottenham first, and then I went to West Ham, yeah.
Why did you leave? Is that just like a...
Tottenham
God
Simon?
Saved him. God saved him.
I was a winger.
A winger?
I was a winger for Tottenham when I was like 11. Yeah, I played Sunday League for Interwood, striker.
Interwood, shout out Interwood, legends.
Like 80 goals, then went to
80-0.
Yeah, there was a lot of goals. Yeah, and then I went from.
He must have played against under eights.
No. These are good league. It was a good league.
I seen Saliba say it recently. I remember Sol Campbell say he used to be a striker.
Whatever, Sol.
No, just let me land. How did you feel when you've played all your football, banging in goals? Celebrations, knee slides, all of that. And then you get to some old school gaffer and he's like, you know what, mate? You got the
back.
Springs on you. You got the height.
Bit too, yeah. Centre
back. Number five.
No, I went in the car. Straight after the training session, I said to my mum, I'll stop. I don't want to play no more.
Because you didn't want to be a centre
back? I didn't
want
to be a centre back, innit? So she was like, no.
I was a striker. I'll
be honest.
Harrisburg striker.
I don't want to make it about this. No black youth made it through in his natural position. They said, what, Jamal, you're up front? Centre back?
Right back, centre back, something.
Literally,
yeah.
They just utilised man's athleticism and just said, go back there.
Go somewhere else.
Mark my man.
Okay, it's a good thing though. Because if you feel like, if you look at it now, a lot of men that actually play different positions prosper in other positions more than they would have done in their other position that they wanted to do. Do you get it?
Now that we're grown men, I think the spine, centre back, centre mid, striker, your story could go that way if you play a certain way. Yeah.
It depends on the size though, and what club you go to.
So I think because you was more on the pacey side, they probably said, you know what, skip the midfield, slap him at the back to deal with the boys that they allow him to play up front.
Yeah.
Still
if you can, you can play the spine. You can play the spine.
Oh, more time strikers, black, they're going to be fast. They need someone strong, big, who's going to bully them. Evans would be 6 foot at 14, bro.
Yeah, so, a natural striker against a striker. It's just a foot race thing.
What does that do for your confidence? I'm just trying to think. Imagine someone's doing one thing well for a long period of time. You believe this is going to be your natural position. And then a coach comes in and says, yeah, you're tall and black. Get centre back, geezer.
Yeah, it was mad. Yeah, I didn't want to play. And then I think I played like 2 games. I think I locked up the striker.
How old is you at this point?
Oh, that was about 12, 13.
What?
13, yeah. And then I thought it was easy. Mm. So then I was
like... Are you playing 11s at this point? Is that 11s?
No, that's under 12s. Under 12s,
yeah. 11 aside.
Oh, 11,
yeah.
Is that 11 aside? Yeah. And then, I thought it was easy. Well, back then, because I was probably bigger than everyone and fast. Mm. And then obviously when you go up the levels, it's a bit different. Everyone's fast and strong and whatever.
Because you see me, I was one of them, man. I went from winger to fullback. You see, when the coach said it to me, I was just like, brother, I know, bro. Like,
yeah, but that happens, though. That was that one.
Yeah, I was like, I've been waiting for this. I scored 4 goals last season.
I didn't make the move that he made, but I was scattered as a forward. You know what I'm saying?
But you didn't make it.
I didn't.
You can't.
The law got involved, but I was scattered as a forward.
Oh, stop blaming the law, bro. You got involved.
I would have ended up a right back. I know I would have ended up a right back.
Yeah.
Trent.
What?
Huh?
This guy moves like...
I said, nah. Hey, Reece, you see my wand?
Brother, be careful with that sentence.
Hey, you see my wand as well? That's fire. Because you like to talk about all this...
I wouldn't go fire.
No, for me, you're the fire minister, bro.
Fire minister.
That's a fire.
Fire minister's man.
Now listen, bro. Obviously, the season you made your debut, you only made 7 appearances for West Ham, obviously due to the fitness issues and other things, and you went on loan to Reading the next season, but what would be a standout thing in your career? I think it was a loan first. Mochen Gladbach.
I used to support them, you know. That was my German team.
You thought you were supporting Borussia Dortmund, didn't it? He just didn't know how to read the another letter.
Yeah, I played with them on FIFA.
Nah, they had Royce, like, they had Xhaka, yeah, they had a couple, man.
They had some good players.
Obviously, at that time, obviously we've seen a couple other Prem to Bundesliga moves. But obviously, at the time, Wonder Kid, this was something fresh.
That was
something
weird,
new.
Yeah. It was weird.
That we hadn't seen before. So how did that, like you said, you had United's, this team, whatever team Liverpool. After you. How did you end up over there, man?
So I went to Reading. Okay. And then Reading, like my hamstrings just were finished because they were doing Saturday, Tuesday games.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to that. So the training, everything,
it's like semi-pro.
It was kind of mad. And then I just said, I need to try something new and just go somewhere else. Then Gladbach called, went to Gladbach. But I didn't start. Like as soon as I got there, I didn't start straight away. So I started to play, like I think in November, December, and like started midfield, but I still started midfield for them. So started midfield then, and I think I was like 19. But then West Ham had like a clause in my contract where they could bring me back if I don't play a certain amount of games. But I'm literally just fixed my spot in the team. So on the last day, I remember they called me back, said you have to come back. And then I said,
couldn't you say no?
You can't say no. So I'm like, why are they calling me back? Then they were like, Leipzig wanna buy you. Like Leipzig wanna buy you now, so we're looking to see if we will sell, if we get the right price. Then they started with going back and forth, and then they couldn't get the right price. Gladbach then tried to buy me, and then they said, no, we want this price or no price. Then I said,
what's that price?
It was 60 mil.
Damn!
They wanted 60 mil then.
and then 60 mil at that time is mad.
At that time, yeah, it was a bit mad. That's why they said he hasn't played enough for us to give him that. I think they offered, like 14 mil.
Close enough, man.
They said no. But then I'm just like, let me go back to Gladbach. I'm playing now. And then it was like a back and forth a bit. And obviously the deal didn't go through with Leipzig or anything. So on the last day, they said, yeah, now you can go back to Gladbach if they still want you. Then I went back to Gladbach.
Can I ask you a question? When that situation is manifesting and you don't really know what's going on, and then you might not be playing off the back of the injuries and so on and so forth. Is a reputation built for you outside of the game that doesn't even exist? Is that the start of people potentially saying, oh, he's a bit of a problem and so on and so forth just because of that situation?
So what was mad, I came back and David Moyes was the manager.
Oh wow!
And then it was like a thing where he didn't call me back. So it was more like the club called me back.
Yeah.
So it was like he didn't really need me as a player. But I remember the first day I trained, because I was already speaking, saying, oh, I just want to go back to Gladbach. I'm playing right now. I remember the first day of training, I tried to do, I think you lot were speaking about it before, outside of the foot pass or whatever. Yeah. I tried to do that in training, but full. Ended up kicking my ankle into the floor, spraining my ankle.
Happens to the pros as
well. Yeah, but I only got 4 weeks now to make a move and come back from it. So like, I think I was out for 3 weeks. I was meant to be out for 4 weeks. I remember one day training in the stadium. It was a day before Sheffield Wednesday. It was a cup game, West Ham. Then I remember David Moyes saying, you have to play tomorrow. Then physios are saying, you can't really play. But then I was like, cool, I'll play. And then, am I going to go back, basically? Yeah. And then they were like, yeah, we see after the game. And then I played the game. Obviously, I wasn't 100% fit or whatever. And then somehow on the last day, they let me go back, which I was happy with. But yeah, it was a headache, though, because I sprained my ankle. And I had to like force myself to get back quick to then get out in January window as well.
So was it a situation where you were just not really happy with the situation at West Ham?
No, it was nothing. Or... it was nothing to do with the situation with West Ham. It's just that I felt like I was in a good place in Gladbach because it was December, and then I was like going into the second half of the season in Germany.
But it was a winter break as well.
It was winter break, so yeah. So I was going into the second part of the season. I know I'm going to play. So I was like, you bring me back now, it's a bit of a headache and it's going to like stop my role now.
When you, before you broke into that first team,
mm-hmm.
when you weren't playing so much, did your body prefer that? Like,
probably it was a bit of a rest. And obviously when I got there, you have to get used to, it's a different game. Yeah, Bundesliga compared to Premier League is different. So I have to get used to that. The training is different. Everything's different.
What's different about it?
You have double sessions and stuff like this in Germany. You still
double
have
sessions?
Yeah, still to today, we have double sessions every week.
But it's more technical though as well.
All right, cool. Some managers do it like two pitch sessions. Some managers do morning
one
pitch.
One gym.
And then gym, yeah.
Mm.
So
has he been there before? Sorry, guys.
The idiot.
Been there for, I know how it goes.
You know, yeah.
I've been there, boy.
So yeah, so it was a bit different, but yeah, I got used to it. And it was. I liked Gladbach a lot. Yeah.
So obviously, you're still in Germany with Augsburg. So you like Germany.
Germany's good. I think for a young player to go to Germany is good. It's very disciplined.
What city is that? Is that
Augsburg? next to Munich.
Oh, you named Munich?
Yeah, next to Munich, yeah. I fly into Munich.
Okay, okay. So, yeah. And how long from there, an hour?
40 minutes. Oh. Depends how you drive.
So you said it's good for discipline.
Yeah.
Is that, because now when you say discipline in Germany, I go, oh, so Jaden is good under discipline then?
Yeah, but and I don't know how the big teams are, like with the young players and stuff, especially like the superstars. But I think, so like in England, we come out to train, the little things, so like the goals are already out, the coaches are probably pushing the goals in the Prem. In Germany, all the young players have to do the balls, the goals, pick up the goals, do all of this stuff, the little stuff.
That's your equivalent of cleaning boots or something like that.
Yeah, bro, that's, you have to do that sort of stuff still.
German football, like, regardless of how it is, like, how well the German team are doing or whatever, I think German players are always known for their efficiency,
being technically sound.
Yeah. You understand? So I kind of think to be a young English player, for them to look after you, look out for you, sign you, another German team to pick you up, you obviously have something about you, man.
But you know one thing with what it is, the English players bring what the German, maybe youth system that hasn't got, pace, power. Like, you see what he brings, what Byron Gittins brings, what Sancho brought, they don't have it there.
You can't just send anyone. Like, you couldn't have sent Phil Jones out there.
Yeah, Phil Jones.
They got mashed up.
So how many managers you had at Augsburg?
Five. Five managers.
Damn.
Yeah, but I don't... Okay, so the first manager... Oh, this is bad because I can't remember his name.
Damn!
And that's when I first came in into the...
He clearly wasn't important.
He was. He was, but I just can't... Yeah,
swerve the headline.
It was right at the beginning. But anyway, the other managers... So I had the manager now. Yes, he's from Denmark. He's all right. Then I had Weinzel. He was German. Augsburg's manager before, but he came back. And that was probably my best season with him.
Is he?
Yeah, I would say that was my best season.
What year was that?
Huh?
What year was that?
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, maybe.
So why did he lose his job?
The club just didn't want to give him another contract.
Don't talk bad about the club still right now.
No, but I think it was more of like they agreed it and they didn't just give him another contract.
Can you speak German?
If you're going to ask me to speak German, I don't want to speak German, but...
If a man said, yo, Rhys, number four, you have to pick him up, back post, you understand what you're saying?
Yeah, football stuff is easy to understand.
Well, you know what this is then? Ich bin sechs und jahre alt.
You're saying it wrong, but yeah.
What did you say?
I'm 16 years old.
I'm 16, I am 16 years old.
Year 11, Drip.
Hey. Heinz, Kainz, Mercedes, Benz. Mercedes, Benz.
Eins, zwei.
Yeah, what does that mean?
1, 2.
Oh, that's 1, 2.
That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Man, them are just saying anything now. Like Je m'appelle Vance.
So to go back to the managers, what other managers were there in Germany that you was?
In Germany, Dieter Hecken at Gladbach. He was a good manager for me. He was good with the young players, I think. He's very old school, but he was good. Heiko Herrlich, he was another manager at Augsburg. To be fair, most of the managers liked me at Augsburg. Like I was always like one of the favourites, I would say. I wouldn't say there was bad blood with anyone really.
What kind of manager do you need? Like what kind of manager do you respond best to?
I'll say don't tell me too much. Like, yeah, I know if I'm playing. No, not in like a sense like that. But like, I know if I'm playing bad, I know it. You ain't got to tell me like or make it known in front of everyone. Like, I'll be able to fix up like myself.
So you need you'd rather the arm around the shoulder.
He needs a manager that doesn't dig out his players publicly. And Rhys, I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm here on Filthy Fellas to get one thing done, to get players to the team that I have grown loving and supporting. You've already done something in the Emirates Stadium. As you can see, my club is doing things on the European stage. You, Rhys Oxford, right now are at the age of the... we need that kind of talent right now. You understand? We've got Kiwi over there. I rate him. Calafiori.
You got the best centre-backs
we got
right now.
We've got a couple of men.
Other than Virgil, come on.
We need that English core. You understand? So shall I... You know what? I think... Are you an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, I'm an
you know
Arsenal
what?
Fan,
my my contacts do their research. Yeah, I know what
Where
I'm talking
about. Where's
your contacts
and tell Ozil, don't go on the pitch.
I can't speak German.
You don't have the agent's number.
Listen, lock up Ozil, then learn German. This guy's taking... But yeah.
All right, that's crazy.
But obviously, Arsenal fan. How does it feel being a pro, like away from it all? Because being an Arsenal fan as a West Ham player must have been a bit awkward, especially as you mash us up on your debut.
Yeah, that's awkward when you're playing in England. But in Germany, everyone knows, like in my team, that I'm an Arsenal fan. So I always watch the games. Or
You can't make that public. You can't really make it public in the Prem. Of course not.
In the Prem, okay, if you're playing for a London club, you can't. Because it's more like, that's your derby game. For me in Germany, I can say whoever I want to support, like in England. So it doesn't really matter.
Staying there, what are the other? Because you know what? I've just seen bare young English players go over to Germany, do well, and sometimes when they leave, it doesn't go, you know, quite to their liking. But whilst they're in Germany, I do see younger English players doing extremely well. Mm-hmm. What is it about the differences between the UK and the game over here and lifestyle in comparison to Germany, which makes it a place for younger English players to do so well and be successful?
I think over in England, it's obviously the best league in the world. So the media is more on the younger players and stuff. When you're in Germany, the media is not going to bother a young player. They will rather bother the main guys in the team. The stuff like this, they won't bother a young player and kill his name or put pressure on him. They will just let him play. And that's what I think. That's why I think English players who go to Germany do so well, because they have no pressure, really. Yeah.
What about the fans?
That's true. In the sense of
the pressure
from the fans.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not just. I don't know, because I can't speak for the big clubs. Like, I don't know how it is if you're playing for Bayern or Dortmund or something like this. You got more to win, and you need to win. So for the big clubs, I can't speak for, but for like my club, who's, I would say, like a mid-table club or we're in and around there, I think the fans are pretty cool. I've never seen the fans like kill a player or anything, or
that's
speak
crazy.
Bad on a player.
Because in England, one thing I'm thinking about is that you mentioned Dortmund and Bayern Munich as the big clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned Man United as a big club. But we all started laughing. And what I'm thinking in my mind is like, right, in England, we don't have no respect. Like, it's about what you're doing right now. I don't care if you won the Champions League in 2008. Man United, you lot are dead. But that respect doesn't exist though in Germany. It's like Dortmund are doing terrible this season, but he's still referred to them as a big club.
They're a big club for Germany. If he was to talk about a team the size of Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, he's only going to mention Bayern.
He's not going to mention no one else.
Dortmund
else. Or Real or something.
Dortmund is nowhere. Like when it gets to there, and like the pressure of Bayern. Remember Bayern, from what I know of German football, whoever, if you balled out for a season and a half,
you're going over
Bayern.
There.
Like, no matter if it's main rival.
That's what I was going to get onto. The fact that in this country, like, not only do the fans not, like, the big teams, you can't bully teams and say, yeah, give me that
Man
player.
Man United
like,
will never sell to Liverpool. Liverpool will never sell to Man United.
Dortmund and Bayern do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, I understand you had fitness issues, But when I think of some of the central defenders that came to Arsenal. Let me just land. After you gone to Germany. I'm seeing you in Germany.
Pablo Mari.
The gallem they're doing beer toba and them thing. Oktoberfest. We got Mavropanos back there.
it's mad.
Then we got, you know what, big him up. He's at West Ham. He's at West Ham now. Yeah, we could.
Yeah,
Mustafi,
well. Oh,
Socrates,
God.
David
Socrates.
Lewis.
Socrates,
nah, David Lewis.
I think.
David Lewis, you know.
Your transfer to out of the Prem represented something that was going on in the Prem at that time, where it's like we overlooked homegrown talent and was looking at some random Spanish youth over there. You understand? Because like I said, I've seen Ignacy, Miguel, all kind of idiot. Yeah, played. You understand? I'm big.
Bayonate and them man there.
We see Mustafi come to Arsenal, go back to Germany and get chased in the car park. Was you there?
Bro, they chased Kalashnikov and Mustafi.
You was in Germany at the time though, right?
When he was
when he got chased, him and Kalasana.
He was at Schalke.
Yeah, I was there.
What was the vibe like? What was the press like? Because for me, if that happens in England, that's mad.
They chased him, bro.
These guys, like
the Schalke fans.
Yeah,
because they went down.
Oh, well, relegated.
They got relegated. Yeah,
and Schalke's a big club.
Yeah, they're a big club.
That's Neuer.
Yeah,
that's Ozil. Schürrle.
Sané.
That's big.
Goretzka.
But didn't that situation, like, you know how England is? One little thing happens in East London, all of a sudden the whole of London saying, when that happened in the German league, did other clubs think, yo, what's going on?
No, because everyone knows who like has the ultras and like the crazy fans, and everyone knows.
And Schalke's got ultras.
And Schalke is a big team, Champions League team and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everyone knew their fans were going to go crazy.
I remember, what's his name? Julian Draxler. We tracked him for ages, bruv. that Julian Draxler.
And they're down.
Yeah, they're down.
It's been still down now.
I think for like 3 years, 4 years.
They ain't come back up.
Yo.
They're still down. I think they came up 2 seasons ago. Then they played us. They played us.
You're mashing up bare Arsenal.
They played us.
You relegated them.
And then I think we relegated them. They had to win that game.
Was Mustafi there?
No, he wasn't there.
Was Kolasinac though?
No, I don't think he was there either.
See, but they brought there,
all their fans were there. Like the whole stadium was full of Schalke fans in our stadium. It was mad. Yeah.
Oh, what, your stadium was full of Schalke fans?
Yeah, loads.
How?
Because they just buy everything.
So are your fans like some of the nicer fans, would you say?
Nah, we have every German fans have like an ultra side. So like, they have the, like the wall, okay, the wall yeah. basically of the crazier fans. Then you have like the families and stuff like that. But like Dortmund's like war is crazy. That's crazy.
They base themselves on Liverpool, innit?
I don't know. If you say
you
that,
you have to latch on to this guy's lies.
I don't know. My best mate's a Liverpool fan as well.
Come on, so, man. I'm your best mate now.
So about Germany though, like what's the best players, like top three players you've played against or with in Germany?
I played midfield against Thiago.
Damn.
Liverpool legend.
Get the kicker.
Liverpool legend. Is that what you got?
Liverpool. He did nothing at Liverpool.
He's got to wear the shirt. Like,
he didn't even. I don't remember him playing.
That's what I'm saying.
At Liverpool. He was clean. In Germany, that's where everyone knew or thought he was the best in the world.
But what? That little shuffle was real, yeah?
Yeah, he's clean with his touches. Everything's clean. Passes, everything.
Clean.
Yeah, very clean. Who else is there? Lewandowski.
Oh,
yeah, but he's not a striker that will cause you problems like one against one. He'll beat you or something. You give him like a space in the box, he's scoring. Yeah. He ain't falling down when he's shooting or nothing. He's hitting it clean every time. Yeah. He's hitting it clean every time.
That's a statement. Yeah. That's a statement. Yeah, 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 that's
yeah,
a statement.
He's a clean striker, yeah.
Good balance. Yeah, like he knows what he's doing.
He's cold. Now, there's a few. There's
so you've got Lewandowski. You've got Thiago.
Played against Haaland. I can't.
What was that like?
So nah, it was. It's like
easy.
You moved to him a little bit.
I knew. No,
I feel like he was a sensei.
No, not like that.
He's like Haaland. Yeah, he's like.
I saw it. He's in the media.
Say it. Just say it.
No, I'm gonna talk for him. Don't worry. So basically, what happened was, Haaland tried to do the hold up thing, but. I'm big and black. I used to pull up front. Now they put me at centre.
I know what you're doing.
Move
him. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Hey, you can't do that with me. That's the answer he wants to give. But however, give the media trained one though. Go on.
No, we're hearing you.
We
played a back three. And he was on the other side. He wasn't really on my side, so I didn't really have to deal with him so much.
But he dealt with him.
Did he bag though?
He bagged. I think he bagged a penalty.
Oh, penalty, yeah, no, he did that too.
Oh, pen.
Yeah. That's that way. Yeah.
Bagged the penalty. I remember Sancho scored, I think, as well.
Or Sancho like in that league.
Was he on your side?
Yeah, he was on my side.
Yeah. Your voice, I never heard your voice go that tone. He was on my side.
Yeah, he was on my side.
Because I know him, innit? So it's like, I can't let him rip me or something, yeah. But it was a headache.
That's personal.
Yeah, it's personal.
For those years and all these years, yeah, there's been a lot of like the young, it almost seems like it's the Mandem over in Germany.
Yeah.
Do you lot link up?
Nah, because, okay, so Sanchez he was in Dortmund. I'm in Munich, that's the other side.
Yeah,
drive 6 hours.
What about Callum?
Callum Hudson-Odoi, he went there for a bit.
Oh, he went Leverkusen.
Yeah.
No, because he's the other side as well. Oh, okay, he's next to Dortmund. I'm the other side, so yeah.
Germany's big, you know.
Augsburg, Dortmund's that side, Munich's that side, Augsburg's that side.
No. Munich's right next to Augsburg. And then Dortmund, Leverkusen, Köln.
They're near, like Holland and that. They're near Holland and Belgium.
None of our talent go to
Berlin.
Munich.
Where's Berlin? Berlin's that way, innit?
Berlin's, it's at the other side. So they're here and then I think Berlin's like.
These are big cities, you know. You know, like even in the war. You know, when you hear about the war, yeah, Berlin.
Berlin's alright. It's more like London, Berlin, I would say. But
there's not Union Berlin, right?
Union Berlin.
Because you see, what, that's Berlin. My German team, you know.
Union Berlin. Yeah. Where are they in the league now? They're not. They were good 2 seasons ago. They were in Champions League.
You played with a Union Berlin player,
Rani Kadira.
Rani Kadira.
Yeah.
That's Kadira's brother.
Yeah, his brother.
Who?
Yeah.
Rani.
That's Danny Kadira's little brother.
That's Sammy Kadira.
I said, oh, yeah. Danny. No, I was about to say they got dad.
That's crazy. No, bro.
I was called Danny Kadira, and I actually completely forgot. That's what they called me, Danny Kadira.
That means you're a whack. That means you're a whack.
Bro, Kadira was a machine, bro.
Kadira Ozil.
Kadira was a machine, bro.
Kadira Ozil.
Kadira was a baller. Kadira Ozil, two different players.
Is that Roy Keane or Lampard?
Scholes or Gerrard?
I had this debate the other day with my friend as well.
Go on then.
Okay, Scholes, Gerrard or Lampard. KDB? Or Lampard. What we not, okay, 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 okay. You're
yeah,
Chelsea.
What we doing? What we doing?
Lampard. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Lampard. I think it goes Kevin De Bruyne. And then I would say Scholes because of the titles. The titles are crazy.
Forget team.
Look at him. Look, hey, can you just let him answer? Can you let him answer?
Wait, hold on. Let him land. Let him land.
Debut, second cool. Debut. I've
sorry, been. Sorry.
Are you tackling your own player like that?
This is what I'm saying. He passed me the ball. That is slat tackling, man. Nasty.
Horrible. Nasty, bro.
I'm gonna get you back still. 1-0.
Now you can get him. Tell him this is second spell.
Accolade. So if someone's got a title, it don't make him a better player.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So better player.
Okay, then KDB, go back to KDB, scores, I'm gonna leave. Lampard.
Oh,
Gerrard.
Lampard better than Gerrard.
Probably, yeah. No, but it's like what? Like I
look at that.
What I see is because I think Gerrard's obviously crazy player. But Lampard's won everything.
The accolade.
See? Yeah. Accolade.
Yeah, but he has to be a good player to win it, though.
Put Fat Frank at right back and see what happens.
Do you know what? We need to stop doing that, though, you know, because if you're a key component, a part of this machine that goes on the wins,
I agree.
Man can't play you down. And Lampard.
Oh, yeah, they are the most talented. We're talking about the best.
I can't play Lampard. Right. Even if he's not my type of player, I prefer to watch Scholes, but I can't play it down.
Can I take back my statement? Yeah? Steven Gerrard, yeah, is the best. You know what? He hasn't won what all
you
have won.
You haven't taken back anything. You said you're taking back something.
I am. Because I'm giving these men their flowers. To win the Prem is so difficult. But he ain't never won the Prem.
And he's in the conversation.
And he's in the conversation. That is why he's elite. Because if he'd won the Prem, he'd
that's
be gone.
That's a bad reason.
Take him back. So he's Steven Gerrard's better than Kevin De Bruyne?
Yes.
Nah, he that's can't a cop be better out. Than De Bruyne. That's mad.
That's a cop out.
I don't like mixing generations, yeah? I don't love doing it because I think it was a different time, yeah? KDB is obviously technically just the better one, isn't it? He's just a top one, innit?
No, we're going to do, yeah? We're going to do Reece Oxford quick fire questions.
Cool, go on.
Benzema Suarez.
Benzema.
Thank you. Ooh. Best player in the Bundesliga today. Bundesliga, sorry.
Today?
Yeah. Today.
Has to be one of the Bayern players, no? Oh, no. Wirtz. I like Wirtz a lot. Yeah. He's cold.
Right, then.
He's cold.
Tell
he's
me
cold.
The best player in the Prem, then.
The best player in the Prem.
Tell him the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say Saka.
Probably. Yeah.
Best in the Prem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see what Saka's doing now. The last two games he's played, or last three games, he's playing mad, and he's just come back from like a hamstring injury. Operation. That's like
big drip.
Yeah, and normally you would be scared coming back for them type of injuries and playing, but he's done his thing. And the other day against Real Madrid, yeah,
I ain't mad at that.
He was killing the left back.
So tell me this, then, Reece, who's the best player in the world?
In the world?
In the world,
Lamine Yamal.
Stop influencing.
Nah, you can't.
the witness.
Leading the witness.
Yeah. I stay influencing. Sorry, man.
Best
even when I'm not
in the world right now. It could be him.
Who is it though?
He's talking about this guy.
Nah, but who is it?
I think
really?
It's Salah still, personally.
We're not asking you, John Wick.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well then, yeah, but then Salah for what?
Like, you don't like what you see.
Is it the thing is Salah's a bags man, but I think a lot of ballers wouldn't really think he's a mad baller because he's not. Not pretty on the eye. He's not pretty on the eye, I would say.
He's a bit... That's the facts.
Whenever you ask pros, you get burnt. I told you, stop asking them.
I know.
He's not the same as Bukayo.
He said, I know.
He's not the same as Bukayo.
No, Bukayo's in the same realm as Salah. He's not good on the eye.
Well, you could just go midfield. Just say Caicedo, man.
I'm just saying, let's not influence Reece. We respect his decision.
I'll give it to Salah. Has to come down to accolades because of this generation.
No accolades. Let me lie.
We're talking about...
He hasn't given his answer.
I would... Oh, yeah, go on. Sorry,
you man just keep into... You're just
sorry,
as bad
bro.
As each other, you
sorry,
know?
Love bro. It.
Okay, this season, probably Salah then.
Thank you.
Because of the goals. And he's going to win the Prem.
And that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
All
right,
he has to come back to accolades
though. But he's got a lot of goals. And he's done it every season.
Every 8 seasons.
Lampard did that for 5 seasons straight.
5, I said 8.
Best 3 players.
I said 8.
Best 3 players in the Prem when you were playing.
When I was playing,
that you played against?
That was a long time. That was
you
a
have
long
to remember,
time ago.
Reece.
16.
It was 9 years ago.
Kante, very good. Dimitri Payet. He was. I'm trying to think, but who was at United and stuff? Them times.
Depay.
Oh God.
Di Maria.
Di Maria. Schweinsteiger. Falcao.
Horrible.
Rooney.
Harry Kane. Harry Kane was at Tottenham.
Was Schneiderlin there?
We've just got an answer. He said Harry Kane.
So that's the hardest.
That's a clean striker though. That's the closest. Yeah.
He was a bagsman then.
Out of the Prem now, just in general, it might even be the same answer. He's the best player you played against. He's giving you the toughest time. Even if we don't even know him, some random
Can
Germany.
I say a game I saw you in?
Can you just let him finish that bloody question, Loons? Be quiet for 1 second, Geezer.
He's in a bad mood because of Salah.
Because of Salah, he's trying to just
slide
tackle.
Yeah, I rattled him, innit? He's rattled still.
I saw Jamal Musiala, it's just in match.
No, that's a lie. I don't even think I even played against Jamal Musiala. I don't even think that.
How? Down the 23s.
He's just saying stuff. Take a touch and take this.
Bro, you keep bringing this thing on my table, bro. Hey, stop seeing me next to him, man. Big man thing, bro. Man, like, man.
What you say, the best player?
Yeah, best player you played against.
Oh. Okay, when I was 17, I played against Everton. Lukaku back then.
Oh my God, that's my striker.
It was a headache.
I've been showing man about Romelu Lukaku.
He was on fire.
How did Seamus Coleman play that?
I think so. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
How was Coleman that game?
I wouldn't remember how. I was just focusing on that. I was focusing on Lukaku. That's it.
This is a Seamus Coleman show.
You think it's Lukaku hurting you? It's not, bro. It's Seamus Coleman. I'm telling you.
60 bands, bro.
Romelu Lukaku is that guy. I've been telling man, bro.
He'll be nothing without Seamus Coleman. He's nothing, bro.
Levi's and Tim's can't do it, man.
Levi's and Tim's. At Everton, he's crazy.
He's wearing Vapors. I think he's better than Kane.
What?
But now
I like Lukaku. Where's by the way
Lukaku? Is Lukaku Congolese?
Yeah, he is,
and that's why you do this. leave that at the door, bro.
You're from Congo?
Yeah, leave that at the door, man. Hear me out. Yeah, remember Harry's always been in Tottenham, ideally
Leicester.
Forget about Leicester, man. He didn't do nothing.
I got Norwich. Tottenham.
Check Romelu's goals, bro.
Yeah, nah,
at Everton,
serious.
He was a bad boy.
But you know what it is?
In a rubbish team. They were rubbish. They're not, compared to Tottenham.
They weren't
you don't,
that much worse than Tottenham.
Yeah, of course they was.
No, they were. They were a team that were decent with a bagsman up top, like Tottenham.
I felt like Tottenham were a better team than Everton. However, Romelu Lukaku bagged against every single team, every high-end team, bro. He bagged against them. Kane weren't doing that.
You got to think about their all-round game, man. All-round game.
I stand on it.
We never said Kane was wearing jeans.
Harry Kane does not
at
any point
put
his strap down because he's afraid. I've seen Harry Kane bang against everyone.
Romelu is a nightmare to watch. On the eye.
I thought he was about to say to play again.
No, nightmare to watch. You know, like, everything don't look right.
It doesn't have to. He scores goals.
Of a Seamus Coleman whip. Then he, like, that first touch is baggy.
You're not going to say I'm childish for this thing, yeah, but I watched him, yeah, Lukaku, he had night boots on, then he went to Puma's. Then Puma kicked him out and he went back to night. I'm saying I ain't seen a man change boot deal so quick.
Bro, he was
so
doing Beyond
meaty.
Meat. You know, he's not even vegan. He's not even vegan and he was doing the Beyond Meat ad.
Puma Lukaku was probably the worst strike I've ever seen.
All right, enough about Lukaku.
I think there's a lot left of Reece Oxford in this game. Are we gonna see Reece Oxford back in the best league? Is that the aim? Do you want that?
Yeah, but the best league for you is Prem, right?
The Prem,
yeah.
For me, yeah.
I told you, Reece, come back to the Prem.
What's the best league for you?
No, I'm just seeing.
Just in case I was an idiot and said,
I feel like I want to be your agent right now.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you should answer.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you should answer. To protect your in to now. Now you have to protect your interest, dog. The answer them thing there. This guy incriminate you, dog. Don't do it.
All right, if you're not going to answer that, there's one person that he thinks I hate him. I genuinely don't. I just find Tottenham players funny. Dele Alli. left. He played at the time where when you was playing, and he was a problem in the Prem at that point. What was his ability like, and how difficult was he to play against then? And how do we stop these English players getting to like
getting to a limit and
a limit and then cutting off so early, like 24, 25?
Are English players Brazilian?
That is great.
Is that what's going on?
Because you know Brazilians start early,
yeah,
finish early.
I think we're Brazilian.
Three good years Bob Marley had. Look at him now. Are we Bob Marley?
I'm not involved in this conversation still. This conversation is beyond me still.
Jamaican.
This one is beyond me.
First of all, what did you think about Dele Alli when he was...
Dele,
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanya products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Yeah, he was a baller. He was young, doing everything. England, Tottenham, the main guy. Yeah, but that's not saying that he can't come back. Like, he has a good season out there. Maybe he goes World Cup or something. It's still in you. If you've been a baller before, you'll always be a baller.
How come it's so hard for players to, like, you know, like when you've been there and then football is football, it does it and it brings you back here, but it's so hard to get back to that level. What is it? Is that
There's a lot of things that go on. Like maybe he's gone through a mental dip or something, and then you have to get that confidence back up. And then
I think it comes down to media press, though. You know what's his name? That Barcelona kid, Yamal. If he was an English kid doing what he's doing now, he's going to be the best player in the world. And the media are just going to give him the maddest PR. And then if he has a season that dips, you see, but I'm so glad that Bellingham did not come to an English club, because they would have cooked
deserve
him. They would have finished him.
So you've narrowed it down. Are you saying it's English media? What would you say? English media?
No, but I was just going to say, like, remember, Foden had a mad season last season. This season he ain't having a crazy season.
They're not talking about it.
Cooking him, but they're
not talking about it.
Are they cooking him though?
They are a bit. They are.
Our job, essentially, everyone who has a podcast is going to talk about where is so and so. I don't think they've cooked Foden.
Do you not think it's too reactionary? Because when I say it's too reactionary, let a Reece Oxford do that performance in 2024 August. Broski, the whole of social media's begging their club to buy you while the window's still open. Of one performance.
Yeah, but do you remember social media when the Oxford thing against Özil? Oh my god.
Ever. It was like, what's in Reece Oxford's pocket? Car key, chewing gum, and Özil.
I saw that one.
You saw that one?
Of course I saw it.
Yeah. Pause, wait a minute. So what? Do players look at all the memes and all of them?
So like, after the game, we were on the bus, and then everyone's like, go on your Twitter. Everyone's going crazy. But I couldn't open my Twitter.
Because it's going so mad.
Just going so mad.
Back then, it was more laughing at Arsenal, innit? But I think now, everyone thinks they're a bit of a scout, a bit of a pundit. They'll say, that Reece Oxford, like, you could... I see Yoro win the ball with his face the other day.
Yeah,
a man quote tweeted a tweet from back in the day. He said, see, I told you. Bravery.
This
is why Real went. I think you... I can't really think of anyone from back then, but especially you. If you did that 2 or 3 years later, bro, your career would be so different. And that's just because of how the world is now. We just react to things. It's like, if anything's good, it is good. It's not, do we need to find out if it's ready? It's good now.
It's ready to
you
go.
You get what I'm saying? So to think of where you could be now is scary, but you are still young, bro. So, fam,
you are young,
do what you got to do, and I'm telling you, we will see you on them heights, 100%.
Hopefully, yeah.
100%. Gee, I seen Kiwi or Lockup and Mbappe.
It's mad.
Listen, it can happen, bro. It can happen. I'm telling 100%. You, don't manifest. Ever feel like...
Look, Chelsea's got Levi Colwill, bro.
What are they saying? He's not good.
What do you think?
He's young. He's young. He's been playing for a bit, so he must be good.
Ask him.
But you don't like... You don't like...
I'm a Chelsea man, innit? I come from the Chelsea, winning Chelsea.
Yeah.
The winning Chelsea. He looks like Anelka. You see Anelka? Young Anelka.
Yeah, he does look like
Maybe that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, Arsenal fan. Mm-hmm. Got past Real Madrid. Lovely. PSG now. Talk to me.
What
How
I think,
feeling? How
what
do
I
you
think,
feel about that?
I think it's a bit tough. We ain't got Partey now. And I don't think no one knows that. Yeah, really.
People are kind of not.
He's like him and Declan are the heart of the midfield, and they got the best. They got the best midfield probably PSG as well.
Hold on, why?
God
why?
Bless you. Partey is the. I think he's the most underestimated underrated. Sorry, midfielder.
I've said this from long time. I said forget about Rice. Not even forget about Rice. I've said it's Partey.
100%.
Like, Partey is the one. He just moves that ball. Moves it.
Do you see what he was doing against Madrid?
You say it slyly. You might say I don't hear you. In front of that game, I'm at his yard. Start of the game, one Arsenal fan said, I can't take that man. Certain European nights, big games. Another Arsenal fan said, he's the main man.
I've been telling season.
Watch. And every time he done the cackle, one Arsenal fan said, told you. The other man said, my bad. And then by the 60th minute, he said, you know what?
But you know what, Reece? Let's get you talking. Look, you know about centre midfield and locking people up, shout out Ozil. What is it that Declan Rice and Partey are doing that is so special for Arsenal at this present moment in time?
I think they're similar, but they're not similar. So Declan can run with the ball and he can do the dirty work and stuff like this. Partey's cultured and clean, very clean and in tight spaces for a big guy. He's moving it and he can dribble and stuff like this. But Declan set pieces obviously as well. They both help each other.
They complement each other, yeah.
They both complement each other.
Partey is basically like half Rice, half Jorginho.
Yeah, yeah. Like, exactly like that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, well, I've seen
that
the passes.
I see it. That is it.
And you know what? It's very rarely, I don't know if we can say it, but very rarely do I see centre midfields, apart from, I think Liverpool's one's the best for me, where the partnership, they complement each other. Whatever one doesn't have, the other has. McAllister and Grav, when I see them two, I'm like, what?
Can I ask you this, Reece? Are you a centre-back or are you a central midfield
That's
player?
A great question.
I'm a centre-back.
I love that.
I try to play midfield. Like nowadays, it's hard. It's hard nowadays.
When you're in midfield, you understand you're on holiday, you got the sandals on, you're kind of enjoying yourself. But obviously, centre back is home.
No,
kind
but like,
of thing.
It depends what team you're in. So when I was in Gladbach, we had the ball a lot. In Augsburg, you might not have the ball so much. So you're just going to have to run. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't run all game.
You're not there to have it.
So then realistically, you're a Premier League player. The defence, literally.
But it's got to be a high end though. But
not high end. Lewis Dunk is having the most touches in the Premier League. Levi Colwill was having the most touches in it. It says to me, in
more
the Premier
Virgil,
League,
you know.
The defence, they be touching the ball, my bro.
Centre backs, you grew up a centre back. Well, as when you got into the higher levels, did you grow up playing from the back?
No. I don't know. It just.
So on goal kicks,
it's a good answer. That is a good answer. Yeah, that was the correct answer. As long as you said,
Do you know I like the honesty? Because I'm a man. Listen, I'm a man that did not grow up playing from the back. We're kind of in that playing out the back era. Mm. What do you think of that?
It depends. Like, I think if I'm a centre back, I know what my job is to do. Yeah. Get the ball sometimes. Sometimes try dribble, most of the time just pass it to the better players in midfield and let them do the job. I don't need to do nothing fancy in there. Just give it to my midfielder, my 10 or whatever. But then you have the other centre-backs who want to be involved in the game a bit more, but them other centre-backs going to get drawn out more.
And you're going to be the guy that have to make up for it. You might end up on your face, on the back of the paper, everyone saying you've had a good game, but it's because he chose to do the drag back. This game
mashed me up still.
If you succumb to the Prem, regardless of what team you play for, bro, as a centre back, from the goal kick, you're probably going to be like the second man to get the ball, bro. And it's, bro, do you know what it is, yeah? Obviously, I don't play at a great level, but the basement always emulates what's going on up
Yeah,
top.
Yeah, yeah.
You get
it's
what
true,
I'm
true,
saying?
True.
So
yeah,
they try
yeah,
to
yeah.
make us play from the back.
Yeah.
Brother, Reece, I'm 33. I'm smoking on Saturn every day, couple times a day. And the keeper's fizzing it at me.
Yeah, that's it. On the wrong foot.
Against a 19-year-old pressing me. Brother.
It's hot on the wrong foot, everything. Nah, man.
You did the first time. You know about the first time?
Bro, it's real.
First time could be a shanker's.
Football is the one place in the world where you will feel old. I swear to God, I've gone to play centre back and brother.
I came on against Parmatarians on Saturday. But no disrespect to Parmatarians. Like I said, I was on the bench. It looked like the deadest team I'd ever played against from the bench. 15 minutes later, like I said, 3-0 down. Yeah. Trying to do it outside of the box.
Imagine this, like, you know me, I can't not play football.
Yeah, I have to.
However, I've got the ick from, I was injured for a while. So I went to watch. I went to watch my team.
And it's like.
And I went and I was like.
You're so sh-
No, not that. But you know, you're looking at it and just like, I'm above this.
But you're not though.
But if I get on there, I will get sucked into this
but
dead
man is
game.
A respect, Dan. Me, Poet, Steve-O, we came to watch you at Westway and I saw you get dispossessed by that lovely lady.
He just always chats. He tried to say I got dispossessed by a girl.
Dispossessed is crazy.
Hey, barged him up.
Hey,
barged him
dispossessed.
Up.
Dispossessed.
There was one thing I spoke to Colin about last week, and we were speaking about players, younger players today reacting. We spoke about Sancho reacting. We've got enough people's opinions on it. I always want to know how we're going to deal with the issue that ain't going away rather than how you're going to respond to it. How you going to respond within it badly. Like, it's always going to be there. We've got to find a more healthier response. What would you encourage some of the younger players? Because you've been captain for so long. What would you be encouraging younger players coming into the game right now that are affected so much by social media, by people like Loons that just jump on Twitter and say Skelly's a liability for no reason on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock?
Oh,
just let me just
see.
two red cards.
For what, in the sense of like young players not to react?
Yeah, how do we get them to just a little bit less reactive to the stuff that's online and just focus on kicking ball?
Well, it's more the people around you, I think. So like, when you're 16, you shouldn't have to decide, like, I'm going to say this in the media.
Yeah.
Someone should be telling you what to do and no or yes, what's right and what's wrong. I think, obviously, you were talking about the Sanch situation as well. Shout out Sanch. Me personally, like, I would never get into like the social media and speak openly. But if a lot's going on in the club, like, you never know what's going on behind closed doors as well.
So he felt like he needed to.
Yeah, when
maybe.
You get to a point where you feel like you need a voice, innit?
Exactly. Like, someone's got to say something because he's looking like the bad person in the media. So maybe.
I have nothing as well. Didn't even play that game.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand everything, bro, what happened with him, but I'm just saying, like, what it could have been.
But when you get back to the Prem, Reese, don't do that again, bro.
What?
Just let Arsenal play a bit. let the 10 no, create.
Man. No.
Remember who you support in your heart.
Do you think, personally, because I'm looking at, there's a few players that are doing well that go under the radar because they are not on social media. So like Mark Guehi, like there's loads of players that are not on Instagram at all. But you know what it is? They just get on with their work. And I feel like everyone that gets sucked into
That
thing of like, oh, straight after the game, get that photo for me so I can get it posted or whatever. That part of the game, and then combine that with Twitter and all
it's
the noise
in the game,
chamber,
yeah.
It's going to cook you. At 18, 19, 20, them ages, you're already
cooked. Garnacho's perfect
your
example.
Gone. You see what I'm saying? You've been on TikTok all day. Anyway, you're cooked. So I feel like if you are a young player, you've got to get off. You got to get out the matrix. Are you getting me? On a tape thing.
Bear man can't dance but love algorithm. So
if you can't dance, don't dance, Brad. Word to Poet. You understand?
No, that's not how the
saying
goes.
That's not how it goes.
I thought as much still.
Hey, don't it go like that?
You know what, Reese? We speak about Wonder Kids a lot on this show. It's a blessing for you to come down, give an insight to your career. I was gone so far. Plenty left, my broski. 100%.
Tickets for Wolfsburg?
Yeah. Round of applause for Reese Oxford.
Thank you.
Yeah. Big love for coming down. Obviously, feel free.
Right,
crowd.
I got you.
Comment, subscribe, watch previous episodes. You're done now. Filthy.
Sure.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.